Bank of Cardiff. This is Patrick.
Hey, Patrick. This is Dale from MMA Metal. Left me a voicemail the other day. I just called back. Had a couple questions for you.
Yeah. Hey, Dale. How's it going? Let me just get your business name real quick. I'll go ahead and pull up your file real quick.
Yeah, it's MMA Metal.
Okay. All right. One sec. Let me get that pulled up. You said you're just returning a voicemail. I think I left for, it looks like, equipment financing working capital.
Yeah, that's what it was. I think it was from maybe Tuesday.
Okay, yeah, looks like I just got your file up, and I see that in my call logs, too. Yeah, what was it you're going to be more interested in? I mean, looking more towards equipment or capital?
Well, you know, I guess I just want to know, I mean, what are the rates that you guys charge? I mean, you said something along the lines of $250,000. Well, how much would that cost me?
Okay. Yeah. Well, first of all, would you be looking for $250 in equipment or capital, or maybe even both?
You know, maybe both. I don't really have anything going on right now, but you know, things come up, and I'd like to know. I mean, we usually work with our bank over here, but you know, they sometimes don't want to touch us because we're kind of on the small side.
Oh yeah, definitely. And yeah, we work with small to medium sized businesses too, so it sounds like you'd be right in our ballpark. But yeah, I mean, we have a few different programs, so it pretty much depends on, you know, which one specifically it is you're looking for. I mean, we could do both too if you are looking for both as well. There are a little different programs. Equipment financing is more of a traditional type loan, 2 to 5 year terms with monthly payments, and then rates typically start in the mid single digits with those. On the other hand, working capital, it's a fairly newer lending program for us. We actually base it off sales too, so we take 10 to 15% of your top line revenue, and then we give you that as unsecured cash for your account, so you can use that as you see fit for your business. So, you know, two different programs.
Okay, so is that $250,000? Is that just kind of like
it's kind of just like a baseline
number you guys throw out there?
Not so much random, just kind of like a pre-qualifying baseline, you know. You can take up more or less, you know, kind of depends on, you know, which program you do qualify for, how much you're looking for, and, you know, what you end up wanting to go with in the end. You know, we are pretty flexible with terms and whatnot, and you do have some say in, you know, how long a terms you might be looking for, you know, things like that. So
okay, so how much would it be for, I mean, I wouldn't need $250,000. I only do about $1 million you know, a year in sales.
Okay.
We're a small company. But yeah, cool. How much would you know, a 5 year loan for $100,000 be?
You know, it just depends on what, you know, program we actually put you down for. With you know, there's a few more qualifying information with those. If you said you wanted a 5 year one too, is that what you just said, right?
I mean, yeah, that's what we would prefer.
So you'd be probably looking more for, right? Yeah, definitely.
I want to have lower payments, so 5 years, you know.
Right. Yeah, definitely. And, you know, that's kind of how it works, too. With the 5 year, too, that'd probably be more for the equipment. Our working capital is typically 3 to 36 months. So, you know, more of a short term, lending program you could go with. Yeah, so that'd be more equipment side. We do 5 year loans. So, you know, if you are looking for a little longer one.
Okay, so you guys are kind of like one of those kind of expensive payday loan type things.
I mean a little bit, but you know, like I said earlier, it just depends on, you know, what program you actually are eligible for based on like your sales, credit history, things like that. But you said you did $1 million in sales, right?
Yeah, that's what we've been around for the past couple of years.
Okay, yeah, I mean sounds not too bad too. What are you guys on pace for this year as well?
Probably maybe a little higher than $1 million. If it goes really well, we'll probably look to add some things, a couple pieces of equipment, maybe expand a little at the end of the year. We'll see what we're working with when it comes tax time, if you know what
okay.
I mean.
Okay. Right, yeah, I know that's typically what a lot of businesses like to do, too. Yeah, and then, you know, just so I can get a little more info on you, too, you know, what is it specifically that you guys do out there? I know I have you guys down for, you got the MMA metal, right?
Yeah, we're a metal fabricator.
So yeah, right. You just make metal.
Yeah. Well, depending, you know, we'll do different jobs. Whatever they ask for, we can kind of just
okay.
You know, give custom.
Right. Yeah. Right. So yeah. You know, and just based off that, like the mill that you said, you know, you guys do in sales. You know, just based off like our working capital, we'd probably be able to free up about $100,000 of that. You know, ballpark, give or take. You know, what you were looking to take, but you know, just based off that 10%.
More what we're looking for, but it. I mean. It sounds like you guys might be a little too expensive for us.
Well, yeah, it just depends on, you know, what you do end up qualifying for. But, you know, it is based off the sales. So, you know, if you do have good sales, it's a pretty good, you know, investment to, you know, leverage your accounts per se, you know, use your money in a different way and kind of use ours instead of yours. So.
Okay.
When were you looking to get that buy too? I mean, do you have a deadline coming up for that?
I mean, no deadline. I'm just kind of seeing what's available. Like I said, we probably won't do anything till the end of the year.
Okay, yeah, just trying to, you know, weigh your options and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah. Why don't you send me some of your information?
Yeah, what's a good email?
You can send it to DMMA.
Okay.
139.
Okay.
@ earthlink.net.
All right, so I got DMA1139 @ earthlink.net, right?
It's DMMA, two M's.
All right, like your business name, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. All right, and then, you know, when's a good time where I could, you know, give you a call back, you know, touch base, see how everything's going out there?
You know, let's say probably let's do maybe September, you know, a couple months before we're looking for it.
Right, definitely. Yeah, I can go ahead and make note of that too as well. You know, you guys got any big plans for the future for growing the business, maybe like expanding in the next year or two, you know, looking to make that business a little bit bigger, anything like that coming up you might know about?
Well, we're going to wait and see, you know, what we have on the books at the end of the year. If it's there, we'd like to maybe take over a larger space.
Right, yeah, I understand that. So, you know, you guys like to pretty much evaluate your, you know, business and everything at the end of the year.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so just shoot me that information, and, you know, check back every so often. You know, if something does come up, we'll take a look, see what you guys can do.
All right, perfect. Yeah, I'll go ahead and shoot you over that. If you mind me asking one more question, too, before I get you off the phone, I know you're pretty busy as well, but, you know, do you guys have a current bank you like to lean on for financing when you guys need, you know, any help? Do you guys have, like, a line of credit with your local bank?
Yeah, we have a line of credit. It's not much. I mean, we'd like to lean on them a little more, but they don't really want to have us.
Okay. Yeah, you know, that kind of tends to see how be how it is with, you know, being a smaller business. But do you guys typically use that line of credit, or you guys, you know, kind of keep that untouched for when you do need it?
Oh, yeah, we try not to use it. We try not to use it.
Kind of a good idea, too. All right, cool. Well, yeah, I'll go ahead and shoot you over email, and then, you know, I'll go ahead and follow up in a few months if I don't hear back from you in the meantime.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks a lot.
Yep, thank you.